evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Michael Collins Piper. God has let me return to you for another evening here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Reason why I say that is because, you know, there are a lot of powerful forces out there in the world that are trying to keep independent voices like the Republic Broadcasting Network from broadcasting. Papers like American Free Press from being published each week. You know, we've talked a lot on this program about freedom of expression. Had a very interesting conversation today on the phone with one of our previous guests, Paul Tepetti of the band Poker Face. You know, Paul, as I say, he's not just a victim of the thought police, he's a victim of the song police. They didn't want him to sing his perfectly wonderful and perfectly acceptable music, acceptable lyric-wise. They didn't want him to perform his music, not because of anything in that music or the way it sounded, but precisely because they objected to things that appear on his internet website at pokerface.com. I mean, this is how far we've gone, ladies and gentlemen, where, you know, our freedom of speech, there are people who want to take it away, and if they could, they would kill us. And I want to illustrate that to you by an email that I received today through through American Free Press. It was evidently somebody received a letter in the mail asking them to subscribe to American Free Press. And those of you who don't subscribe, you should check out American Free Press on the internet, the website at AmericanFreePress.net. Well, let me read you with the proper censorship, as befits a family show like this, this email that I received today. They got my email, I guess, off the website at AmericanFreePress.net. The gentleman, whose name is John Lackney, L-A-C-N-Y, writes so eloquently, "I got something in the mail today soliciting me to subscribe to your fascist newsletter. I don't know how you got my address, but I wanted to let you know that we kicked your blankety-blanks in World War II." Of course, he didn't say blankety-blanks, folks. "We kicked your blankety-blanks in World War II, and that I would gladly see your blankety-blanks kicked again. You will remove my name and address from your blankety-blank mailing list immediately. Hopefully, you will all die shortly after that. I will enjoy the day I see you swinging from a lamppost. Go blank yourselves. John Lackney." Oh, this is a man who... who evidently doesn't like fascism and doesn't like all the terrible things that are associated with fascism, such as violence, I guess, if we read what we see, if we believe what we see in the papers every day about what happened during World War II. This guy wants to see us swinging, at least the folks here at American Free Press, he wants to see us swinging from a lamppost. Well, you know, I guess, you know, you're damned if you do and damned if you don't, folks, because you know what? Here, this letter calls me a fascist, presumably a right-wing extremist, and I just got a letter, a personal letter, from someone who was listening to the program, and he wants to know, he's questioning whether or not I'm a socialist, evidently because I said some nice things about President Putin of Russia and President Chavez of Venezuela. And, of course, last night we had Christopher Berlin, correspondent from American Free Press, on, and I think he probably provided us more factual information about Venezuela and its president than anything we're getting in the controlled media in America. And, you know, that's something I pointed out last night here on this program, that there's a lot of people who are part of the patriotic movement in America who nonetheless don't seem to understand that the information that they're getting from independent voices like American Free Press and the Republic Broadcasting Network, it's not entertainment, folks. It's real news and information. We'll talk about that when we come back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm here in Washington, D.C. I wish I was in Palm Beach. The weather must be nicer there.
Can Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49? Call AFP toll free, 888-699-NEWS, or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Stay connected to what's happening at the Republic Broadcasting Network by visiting our website,
www.rbnlive.com.
At rbnlive.com, you'll stay up to date with our latest broadcast schedule, learn about upcoming events, read about our air personalities and the programs they host, take part in discussion forums, read the latest breaking news, and listen to RBN programs on your computer by connecting to our live broadcast stream. Plus, you can download previous RBN programs from the archive completely free of charge. That's right. Unlike other services, there is no charge to download programs from the RBN archive. Share them freely with others who are not yet listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network and help spread the word. We're taking America back through the power of information. Stay connected to the Republic Broadcasting Network and our website, rbnlive.com.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper here in the cold city of Washington, D.C. Cold at heart, cold in weather. Talking about, our call, not just our guest last night, Christopher Bolin, who described his recent trip to Venezuela on behalf of American Free Press, but about the about a phenomenon that I've noticed over the years that people sometimes, regular subscribers to newspapers like American Free Press, and I suppose I would have to say listeners to the Republic Broadcasting Network, they have become so accustomed to hearing, you know, alternative news and information from sources like this, or news and information that they don't get from anywhere else except American Free Press and alternative websites on the internet and voices like RBN and sometimes I begin to suspect that people think that we're really just a form of entertainment, because I want to tell you something, folks. Over the years, when I was with the Spotlight and then with American Free Press, I don't know how many times I would get letters or calls from people when they would say to me, you know, I saw your article in the paper, and it's a very interesting article. What's your source on this? And I say, well, my source is myself. I dug up that information. You know, I interviewed this person or that person. Or they say, but is there another source I can cite on this? In other words, they're kind of afraid to cite Michael Collins Piper and American Free Press. And I'd say, well, no, because I am the source on it, or, you know, some other writer for American Free Press. You know, and they'd say, well, why hasn't it been reported anywhere else? And the reason, of course, I have to tell these people why it hasn't been reported anywhere else is because the major media in this country want to suppress this news and information. So what I'm saying, folks, is that, you know, there's a lot of people who there's some sort of a disconnect there. And that's why when we talk about people like President Putin of Russia, now, a person who wrote me a letter said, you say he's a role model for America, but yet he blew up one of his own buildings over there. Well, they're referring to there was some sort of military action by the government of Russia. I don't remember the details at this point. However, you know, I'm not here to say that President Putin of Russia is perfect or that President Chavez of Venezuela is perfect any more than I was ever here to say that Saddam Hussein was perfect. But what I am here to tell you is that these governments, these three governments in particular, I would add the government of Syria, I would have added the government of Iran, I would have added the government of Belarus, headed by Alexander Lukashenko. These governments have become, they have come under fire from what patriots refer to as the New World Order. You see, these governments, they're not perfect. You know, they're not the United States, folks. And, you know, in Venezuela, they may have programs that are quote-unquote socialist. But you have to remember, folks, these are different cultures. They have different histories. We cannot apply our standards and our beliefs to any other countries any more than we want any other country to try to come in here and tell us how to live. But I am here to tell you that President Putin of Russia is not a secret communist ready to jump out of the box and attack the United States any more than Saddam Hussein was going to attack the United States. And I guarantee you, folks, that the Iranians, no matter how bellicose they are, they're not about to attack the United States, because guess what? The United States could wipe them off the map. So, folks, we've got to remember that this old Cold War mentality was instilled in us by these New World Order forces who wanted conflict, who wanted to get us fighting among one another so that they could emerge on the top and roll. You know, communism, there is a communist party in the Soviet Union, you know, but that communist party in the Soviet Union is not anything related to what we knew of in the old days as communism. Oddly enough, in some respects, the communist party of the Soviet Union today is probably almost, and believe it or not, it's almost the equivalent in terms of thinking as though it's a Russian counterpart of many American patriots. These old labels, folks, they don't mean anything anymore. You know, I've come to realize this being on the radio. It's like everything you say is subject to scrutiny in a way that's remarkable. It's funny. This same letter writer, he wrote me a very long letter, and he had like about 50 comments and about 50 questions about a wide variety of things I said on the show over a series of nights. He seemed to be upset because I said something to the effect that some television evangelists were bad people. Well, he was upset about that, but the thing is, I hasten to remind everybody that I didn't say that all evangelists or all television or radio evangelists are bad people. I specifically cited three people: Pat Robertson, Jerry Falwell, and Tim LaHaye. Because I do consider them bad people. I consider them false prophets, and I consider them profiteers. I consider them kind of sheep herders for the New World Order, sheep herders for the Zionist elite. Yes, I do consider them bad people. I stand behind that. I've always felt that. I believe it now. I'll believe it for the rest of my existence. And I point out that one of my very good friends, I told the story of how the thought police here in America have been after him, and that's Dale Crowley, and guess what? He's a radio evangelist. So you see, when you hear things on the radio or on television, whether even read it in the newspaper, such as American Free Press, you have to consider everything in the bigger context. You've got to put yourself in the here and now and recognize, you know, that things aren't like they used to be. You know, it's for me, you know, every night is a new night here on the show. All day long, I think about what I'm going to say, if I'm going to have a guest preparing for what I'm going to talk to that guest about. And I'm hoping to have a very, very interesting guest, a very well-known internet commentator, have him on either tomorrow night or Friday night. Been so busy, I haven't been able to get in touch with him. But, you know, that's the whole point of, you know, throwing ideas out here. And the one thing, this is the one thing, I'll say it again and again and again, it's so important to open up your minds and to also realize, you know, that these old labels of left-wing and right-wing, socialist, communist, fascist, they really don't mean that much anymore. You know, we've got to place ourselves in the present, folks. You know, it's so important. Now, we have some callers here. I want to get started with that. I'm going to come back later for more commentary as it develops. But we have Lisa in Pennsylvania. Lisa, come on up.
Michael, hello.
Okay, I know this, Lisa. I want to tell you, folks, this is Lisa Giuliani from WingTV.net, and she has been called by the federal authorities a known protester. So that means she's in the eye of Big Brother. Now, Lisa's a very good-looking woman, so I'm not surprised that she's in the eye of Big Brother.
Yikes.
But they're concerned not about Lisa's good looks and her bright personality and her sharp mind. They're concerned about the fact that she is taking on the liars and the elitists in our government. So
it's a cycloptic eye, actually. I just wanted to thank you very much for talking about the Scholars for 9/11 Truth petition to Congress on your show. My friend Michael Langston, who's also a political writer, recorded that for me, and I sent it to James Fetzer and Scholars, and they have linked it on their website.
Oh, great. Okay.
And I'm sure they thank you as well, and they're very happy that you did that, and so am I. Very appreciative. Actually, we just got back from Alexandria.
I wondered if you guys had come down or not. Yeah, because there's been some fun. There's some funny business. They went. Lisa and Victor Thorne went to the trial of the so-called 20th hijacker. What's his name?
Zacharias Moussaoui.
Yeah.
Right. Well, actually, what we went there for was a press conference that was being held by the Scholars for 9/11 Truth to the mainstream media right in front of the Albert V. Bryan U.S. District Courthouse there in Alexandria. And this was a very interesting event. Even though the sentencing hearing has been halted, it was halted for a couple of days, the media lineup was all there, all mainstream networks. I got pictures of them before the federal agents commanded me to not take pictures.
You're a known protester.
Yeah, well, this was such a strange occurrence because we were just sitting quietly on a bench. We got there about a half hour, 40 minutes early, before the conference was scheduled. Phil Berg, 9/11 attorney Phil Berg, brought the podium that they spoke at. And like I said, there was an extensive lineup, so we're sitting there, and Professor Fetzer asked me to hand out the press releases and the statements to the press, to the mainstream media people that were there. So I did so. And then I went back and sat on the bench with Victor, and we were just waiting. Next thing I know, these uniformed officers come up to me and ask to see my ID and Victor's ID and our press credentials. Now, we're not affiliated with the mainstream press because we consider that a controlled press. They get their press credentials through the White House, through Congress, or through a court of law. And we're a free, independent press. We do our own thing. We choose not to be affiliated with that filter mechanism.
And good way of describing it, too, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the only way I know how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
So we gave them our Wing TV business cards, showed our driver's licenses. Mine is expired. I don't drive anymore. And then they wrote that information down, went back into the courthouse, and then this is exactly what I was told. You have been identified inside the courthouse as a known protester. And so they wanted to remove us from the courthouse square beyond their law enforcement perimeters. They had patrol cars set up in all four corners.
What are they afraid of, the truth?
They're afraid of us, I guess.
It's absolutely
just the people. And they wanted to actually stop the press conference. They wanted...
Lisa, we have a break coming up here. Hang on for the break. Sure. I'd like to keep you on until the end of the half hour here. Okay. Folks, this is Michael Collins Piper here in Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network, getting a firsthand report on the censorship of truth at the Zacharias Moussaoui trial here in the Washington, D.C. area. 911, cover up again. Stay tuned for more.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Or click on our banner at RBNLive.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The future of health and wellness is here in a great-tasting functional beverage. What is Zango? Zango harnesses the real power of the Garcinia mangostana, also known as mangosteen fruit. Zango is the only product to use the whole mangosteen fruit in a patented formulation and contains more xanthones than any other product on Earth. Studies are showing that xanthones have positive effects on nearly all of the body's systems, from increased energy to protection from free radical damage. Xanthones deliver a wide range of benefits. Not only is Zango mangosteen extremely healthy, it's also fat-free. Zango is 100% natural. Zango has no artificial colors and no added sweeteners. To learn more about this absolutely amazing health beverage and how it can have a positive impact on your health, or to learn how to become a distributor, please call 1-800-764-8514. That's 1-800-764-8514. Call today.
Get a pen and paper ready for emergency storable food information. The attention of the nation is focusing on families storing emergency food in their homes. FEMA has recently proven that their fears of being unable to care for large numbers of people are justified. Hurricane relief in the South was a disaster. The system for tracking all food is now in place. There are numbered stickers on produce, grocery store ID cards track purchases, and now veterinarians will police the permitting and tagging of all livestock food production. The need to prepare has gone from a walk to a full-blown race. Major churches are telling their members, get food now. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. For help with food supplies, call the J. Michael Stevens Group at 800-409-5633. That's 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. That's efoodsdirect.com.
Welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. We're here on the Republic Broadcasting Network trying to bring you a little bit of truth, some facts that you need to know, and we're getting some cold hard facts from Lisa Giuliani of WingTV.net. She and Victor Thorne just came back from here in the Washington area, and they saw our police state at work outside the federal courthouse in Alexandria, Virginia, at the Mosawi trial. Lisa, come on back up and let us know what happened there.
Thanks, Michael. I guess where we were was the officer had told me that I was a known protester. Now, these weren't normal-looking police officers. They were uniformed federal agents. They had on their shirts the word police, and underneath that they had ICE. And these are federal agents from the Department of Homeland Security, Customs and Immigration Enforcement agents.
Okay, all right. Well,
I had never heard of ICE.
As far as I know, you're not an illegal alien, but
no.
Be that as it may,
Well, you know, you never know what that definition is anymore.
Well, that's true, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Anyway, so we, Professor Fetzer and Phil Berg, Attorney Phil Berg, stepped up because they were about to be removed from the courthouse square. What they wanted to do was stop the press conference and have them go beyond their law enforcement perimeters where the patrol cars were at the four corners. And so essentially they were wanting to move them away from the press, and they would have been speaking to buildings and a crane rather than to the media, you know. And so Professor Fetzer stepped up and said, we have an absolute right to address the press, and he listed their credentials. Colonel Nelson, U.S. Air Force retired colonel, was there also. He was one of the speakers, and each one of them was set to speak for 10 minutes. So this was a 30-minute press conference. Now, keep in mind, all of the mainstream media network elites were there, including AP, BBC, Fox News, CNN, etc.
Okay? All the licensed media, so to speak.
The controlled press, right,
yeah.
The prison press. So now they're all standing there waiting. They had to get permission from the Zacharias Moussaoui judge in order for this press conference to proceed, because since I'm a known protester, and so is Victor, there was great concern, apparently, that there would be some protesting on federal property, which, to the last of my recollection, federal property still owned by the United States American taxpayers paid for this property. But anyway, we needed her permission, so we got that, and the conference was able to proceed. Now, what was interesting to me is we were sitting right with the scholars, right near the microphones, and we couldn't hear any of the normal sounds that a person hears when a mic is live.
Okay.
You know, like amplified voices when people speak into the microphone, or distortion, or that little high-pitched squealing sound, or the reverberation, nothing like that. We were actually straining to hear their voices. So after they spoke, and they did awesome, they did very well, very powerful presentation, they hit on all of the points. You can read Professor Fetzer's statement to the press on their website. We'll be linking to that tomorrow. Their website, scholarsfor911truth.org. And after that, they opened it up for questions from the press. This is where it gets a little interesting. And only one person asked a question. And the question was, why would they do it? What was the motive? And so Professor Fetzer went into this long list of reasons why, including the PNAC report, Rebuilding America's Defenses, and listed, you know, told them that it was a pretext to get us into this war and so forth. And no one else had a question. Not one reporter. They all stood there, mute. These are our media elites, eating potato chips, socializing. There was one reporter we saw scribbling furiously on a pad with tears in her eyes as Professor Fetzer was talking. And we encouraged her to look deeper into it. The rest of them, I don't know what good they are for, because I don't know what they get paid to do. I don't know if the mics were even live. I think they were running video, but I don't know if they were running audio. And do you want to know, they have not reported it on any of their websites on the net.
You know,
and I haven't seen it on TV.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see. You know, I'm going to be watching Google News on the internet just to see if any of it gets reported. But, you know, I've seen some major stories over the years that might be reported in a small scholarly magazine or something like Jane's Defense Weekly, something like this, a major story, and it will never be reported by ABC or CBS or NBC or Fox or any, or the Associated Press or UPI. Like I said in the opening moments of the program here, Lisa, and then there's so many otherwise good patriots who say, well, why are you the only source reporting? Why is it only American Free Press, or why is it Wing TV, or why am I only hearing this on the Republic Broadcasting Network?
Well, I tell you what, I've been sending it around to everywhere. We also sent this story that we wrote up. We did our article, actually. We wrote it in the car on the four-hour drive back from Alexandria last night, and we sent it to the American Free Press, and every possible website and internet forum that I could send it to, and we are the only ones reporting it, but that's okay. You know, I mean, it's okay because we're happy and honored to do it. We're proud to do it. We think it's a badge of honor to be known as a known protester.
Yeah, exactly.
And and I have absolutely zero respect for these media elites. There was actually a CNN guy there with a huge camera on his shoulder and a cell phone plastered to the other side of his head, and I went to give him the press statement, and he didn't even want it. He said, no, that's all right, I'm with CNN. You know, and he's a cameraman.
hang on over the break, Lisa, if you would.
Right.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Michael Collins Piper. Yeah, we're here in Washington, D.C., where all the news happens, but it doesn't get reported anywhere in the world, because all that news that's happening here is bad news, folks. They want you to think these politicians are really great guys, but they're not. Stay tuned, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly.
American Free Press.
AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back. This is Michael Collins Piper coming to you from Washington, D.C. on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Folks, over the break, before we go back to Lisa Giuliani, who's here with us, giving us a report on Scholars for 911 Truth, I just want to mention something, kind of something interesting in relation to what we're talking about. I heard a commercial for my own newspaper, American Free Press, over the break there, and they mentioned my book, The High Priests of War. Well, I was with the people in our production department today, and we did some calculations today. Now, bear in mind that the average nonfiction book in the United States, these are these books that you see discussed, on Sunday morning talk shows, books that you see reviewed in the New York Times, in the Washington Post, in the book sections of your daily newspapers around the country. I'm not talking about books by Stephen King and by Danielle Steele and the books that get books by Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton and books that get promoted on Oprah's book club. They sell in the millions of copies. Well, folks, the average nonfiction book sells about 10,000 copies. Now, my book, The High Priests of War, on these neoconservative troublemakers, there are now just over 37,000 copies of that book in circulation. That's almost 4 times as many copies as the average nonfiction book. And my book has never been in a single bookstore anywhere. It's only been promoted by American Free Press and by a couple independent media voices out there. Almost 40,000 books, folks. And you know what? My book, The High Priest of War, has never been reviewed or mentioned in any of the big media in this country, but more people have read my book on that topic than probably any of the other books that you've heard about, except for maybe one that might have been promoted by Oprah. So this just goes to show you two things. Number one, that the establishment media does cover up things. They do suppress the existence of independent books and independent voices, like the Scholars for 911 Truth, who can be found at scholarsfor911truth.org. And the sales of my book also show that, yes, those of us who are out here, people like RBN, people like American Free Press, WingTV.net, we are reaching out and reaching a lot of people around the country. And thank God that although the big media ignored Scholars for 911 Truth so far as we can see, there was an independent media voice there, Lisa Giuliani and Victor Thorne of WingTV.net, and they've spread that story out probably now all over the world, and I'd like to think that people all over the world are now hearing about it here on RBN and RBNLive.com. So, Lisa, we have a couple other callers that want to jump in here. So if you have any concluding remarks or want to wrap it all up, please jump on here.
Well, I just want to thank you again. And we are closing in on 5,000 signatures on that petition to Congress. So please, if you haven't signed it, do so. And we are urging everyone to show up at Ground Zero on 9/11 for a massive push for truth. This is our last chance. These are the brightest lights we have to expose the truth and the lies about 9/11. And I hope you'll all stand with us. Michael, thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you, Lisa. Thank you very, very much. Lisa Giuliani of WingTV.net, a great, great news source. Okay, let's go to John from California. John, you've been very patient. Come on up.
Hey, thanks, Michael. Great show yesterday with Christopher.
I'm going to have Christopher on quite a few more times to talk about some other topics. Like I said last night, this is a guy who's a dog with a bone. When he gets into a story, he really goes into it. And I wish I could do it. I just don't have the time or the energy.
I hadn't heard his voice, and it's been months and months. I hadn't heard him interviewed in quite a while. But since Lisa was on, which is always great, I think they've done a good job over there at Wing TV. Don't you?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so I'll just touch on that and get to my main point real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
I'll just talk right through it so we can get to the other people. Briefly, your book's never been reviewed because of Israel and the Jews.
Well, you know, it's funny. I'll tell you something. You know, that's really the bottom line of it. I mean, there have been a lot of books now. There's been a lot of books on the neoconservatives, and there have been some good books. But I have to say, first of all, and I always try to emphasize this about that book, The High Priest of War. It was in the lead up to the Iraq War, it was the first and only complete, as short as the book is, it's the only accurate and complete story of what these neoconservatives are all about.
Yeah.
And where they're going, where they came from, what they were doing, and where they're going, you know. There have been other books on the neoconservatives, but not quite like mine. But you know, you're right about that. You know, it's funny. I didn't send a review copy of that book to any major newspaper because, you know why? I'm not going to waste my time.
No, sir.
Sending copies of the book. I mean, I send free copies of the book out all the time to people all over the world. You know, newspaper reporters all over the world, people all over the world, you know, who don't quite know where to order, but they get my email, you know. So it's not like I'm so greedy that I'm not sending out copies of the book. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, and it's been that way with my book, Final Judgment, on the Kennedy assassination. I mean, you know, I went through the motions trying to send review copies of that book to people. And, you know, of course, never reviewed anywhere, and yet that book has now sold almost 50,000 copies. Now,
yes.
Like I say, the average, not everybody thinks that, you know, the prominent books sell big numbers. That's not true at all. Most of the nonfiction books in your library, they haven't sold more than 10,000 copies, and most of those copies are sold to libraries.
I know. So
it just goes to show you that, you know, what not you personally, but I mean what people think about the publishing business and about how books are sold and so forth and how information gets out there,
yeah.
It's not anywhere near what people perceive it to be. And as I can say, thank God for the Republic Broadcasting Network and of course, American Free Press and so many, many other independent voices out there. You know, I just, you know, it just, you know, because they, you know, until the advent of the Internet and then this explosion in shortwave radio, this media monopoly had almost absolute control, John.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to go.
And, you know, my other point with Lisa real quick, and I'll get on to
my subject,
was, you know, let's remember the Homeland Security chief is Chertoff. He's a dual citizen. Therefore, in my estimation, he's a double agent.
Well, I tell you what, I think you're giving him too much credit. I think his, you know, I tell you what, John F. Kennedy had an advisor on the Middle East named Meyer Feldman.
Yeah.
And after President Kennedy died, the Kennedy Library was interviewing members of the Kennedy family and members of the Kennedy administration, and they asked Bobby Kennedy, the brother of President Kennedy, what he thought of Meyer Feldman, and President Kennedy's brother said of President Kennedy's top Middle East advisor, well, his priority was Israel rather than the United States. Now, that's what Bobby Kennedy said.
Yeah.
I didn't say that.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? You know,
I see.
Yeah, so I'm not necessarily certain that Mr. Chertoff's priorities he may be a dual citizen and he may have, but I wouldn't say that he necessarily has dual loyalties. I think his loyalties are precisely where we think they are, and I don't think he's looking up there at the red, white, and blue.
No.
So.
Well, a quick note here, and then on to my main question real quick.
Yeah,
I know you got callers.
Go ahead, yeah.
You know, Wing TV, I mean, to top that off about Lisa and that, Wing, you know, in my estimation, would be, you know, W-I-N-G, without Israeli or neocon games. This is where they got to concentrate, you know. They do a great job on 9/11, but I think, you know, they got to go a little bit deeper. You know, it'd be great if they could, you know, interview some nationalists, you know, such as yourself. You're from America.
Well, you got to look a little closer there. In fact, no, Wing TV, they've reviewed my books very thoroughly.
Oh, I know.
They've
had Mr. Glenn on and a number of other people. They've done a good job there in many respects. You know, it'd be great if they could, you know, interview somebody like an Alex Linder or that, you know. But let me go on to my point. You know, my real point was Christopher brought up, you know, he turned a new phrase there that you wanted to co-opt with him, the crimeocracy.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, which I thought was great. You know, I've got a new term, which is with these, you've probably read The 13th Tribe by Arthur Koestler.
Yes, yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a great book, really. If people reread that and go to the appendix at the very end, he lays out a lot of great things there. What do you think about that book?
Well, I tell you, I just actually had it in my hand the other day. A very interesting book. Although I'll tell you something, I know several people who have studied that whole issue of the Khazars, and there may be a little bit more to the story than many people realize. A lot of people draw distinctions between the Khazars and the Sephardim, and they're very familiar with that. There's been a lot of talk about it over the years, but there's probably a little bit more to that story.
Well, can we get someone on that might explain that a little bit more?
As a matter of fact, yeah, there is someone who I would like to get on. You know, it's funny, though. He's a little hesitant to... I'll tell you frankly why he's hesitant to discuss it. And this is somebody who's pretty well known. He's not hesitant to discuss it because he's afraid of, you know, pressure. But his research into the issue has led him to believe that what many, many patriots have thought over the years is not quite exactly the truth. And he thinks it would be more trouble than it's worth to try to discuss it because so many people hang on to the story. It's kind of like what I was talking about earlier. There's so many people who spent so many years condemning the Soviet Union and condemning communism in Russia. They just don't want to believe that it's all over with, that it's dead, that the Soviet Union is no longer a threat, that somehow there's the Soviet bear is hiding under hiding under a nationalist flag. You know, I mean, it's like, it's one of those things that so many people hang on to, and they just don't want to get away from it.
Well, I even hang on to it. I alluded to it the other day when I brought up Russia and Gorbachev up here in the Presidio
Well, but like I say, you know, Gorbachev's in the United States. In fact, he's not real popular in Russia.
It could be because of what you're saying as far as Putin and all that. You know, but we need these kind of informations.
Yeah, well, like
this
I
man
say,
needs
and,
to know that we're out here.
Yeah, this one particular person who I wanted really to come on the show and talk about, or actually I was meeting with him the other day, and I don't want to give his name because I just don't want to give him the grief, but
that's okay.
Yeah, this guy is very well known and very well read, and he said to me, and we got talking about this, and I said, well, yeah, I said, you know, people call my show all the time and talk about the Khazars and talk about the Sephardim and the differences there. And he says, well, you know, he says, I've looked into that. He says, actually, you'll find that the genetic makeup of people of Sephardic Jewish descent is not really that much different from people of Khazar Jewish descent. And I said, well, yeah, I said, that's kind of new information that people really need to know about. And he says, yeah, he says, but every time I talk about it to anybody, people get all upset because they put so much time and energy into the Khazars.
Yeah,
but you see what I mean? Here's a real good patriot. As I say, he's very, very well known. I mean, if I mention his name, everybody would say, I know him.
Well,
and yet he doesn't want to talk about it on my program or to really to anybody else, and despite the fact that he has this information that he's come across in his own research.
Well, I'll tell him to listen to John's last hour. I asked the general John had on about the USS Liberty. I mean, all the details are out there. We need to bring this stuff out.
Yeah.
You know, are we saying, are you saying, or he saying, or what are we implying here that the... to me, in Koestler's book, he's implying the illusionary beliefs that, I'm terming, you know, with going back to Christopher Bolin's climocracy, it looks as though we're dealing with an entity here, as far as the Jews are concerned, that aren't really Jews. Are you going along that line? I mean,
let's put it this way, without getting into all the theology and the history on it, I think that generally can be said, yes, that what we're told is the official history.
Well, let's coin
a new, for real, yeah.
Let's coin a new word, and I'll get off. I know you got other callers, but I was thinking about the term pseudo Jew.
Well, you know what? You know what the problem with that? The problem with that, John, is that
I know the problem. We'd be called anti pseudo Semitic.
John, listen, we're going to have to discuss this in detail on an entire show sometime. Maybe I can get that person on the show to discuss it. So
yeah, tell them we're behind them and listen to the general. People are waking up.
All right, John.
Take care.
Audrey from Missouri, you've been up there waiting for a long time. Come on up.
Hi, Michael.
How are you tonight?
I was listening to Alternative News, or watching it, and there was an ambassador on there from Britain.
Okay.
He was an ambassador to Uzbekistan in the middle 90s when George Bush was governor of Texas.
Okay.
And he said George Bush came over there, gave lots of money to the leader and to do his bidding, and made them sign paper that they would not take him to world court. And he said shortly after 9/11... they got to torturing over there in that prison. And he said that he went and told whoever his boss is in Britain, and they fired him.
Well, I tell you what, you know, one of the untold stories, or I should say the story was told by the Spotlight back years ago, that was the story that George W. Bush, who's now our president, has had all sorts of secret international business deals, oil deals, all sorts of things, and so has his father. So did his father. And, you know, frankly, in fact, the Spotlight even reported that that the President Bush Sr., when he was running for president, was seen picking up a
picking up a suitcase, or it was not a suitcase, it was a travel bag full of money passed on to him by one of the big crime families in New York, and we published that in the Spotlight newspaper. Well, and you know what? I'll tell you what, I can't reveal the name of the source there, but I can tell you that the source at the time was one of the most high-ranking law enforcement officers in the United States, whose name, if mentioned at the time, would have been common knowledge to any semi-literate person, and whose name was associated with an agency that had three letters, which are very commonly known letters. So President George W. Bush and his father are big-time crooks, Audrey. Listen, I want to thank you for your call. We're going to be wrapping up here, and we're going to try to squeeze in the final callers of the evening. Stay tuned here for more news and information with Michael Collins Piper and our callers on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Can you grow your own nutrition on a shelf indoors in 10 days? Wheatgrass juice is live superfood, the richest nutritional liquid known to man, packed with amino acids, living enzymes, and over 100 elements. 2 ounces of juice have the same nutrition as 3 pounds of choice garden produce. Call 1-877-699-4328. That's 1-877-MY-WHEAT. The stamina, healing, blood building, weight control, and cleansing are just the beginnings of what you will reap from pennies worth of grain. For the book, seed, and the beautiful stainless steel hand crank wheatgrass juicer for $150 plus shipping. No monthly pills, no monthly bills. This is real self-sufficiency. Go to AustinWheatgrass.com or call toll-free 1-877-MY-WHEAT. That's 1-877-699-4328. And thank you for your support of our labors and of the RBN Network.
There is one and only one national populist news weekly, staffed by an unsurpassed team of veteran investigative journalists who have dared to rip the veil of deception from the cover-up stories promoted by the big money-controlled media monopoly. American Free Press. AFP's no-holds-barred journalists fearlessly seek the truth, no matter how controversial the issue. AFP publishes exciting, in-depth, uncensored news and information good patriotic Americans need to know to combat the coming police state being clamped in our republic. The American Free Press is your voice. Subscribe today and catch up on the real news. Mention RBN when you call and receive a 1-year subscription, plus a copy of Michael Collins Piper's latest bestseller, The High Priests of War. All that for just $49. Call AFP toll free 888-699-NEWS or visit AmericanFreePress.net.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Hi, folks. This is Michael Collins Piper coming back to you from Washington here on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Over the break, I had occasion to talk with John Statmiller, who's responsible for better or for worse for bringing me up here. So if you like what you hear, thank John, and if you don't like what you hear from Michael Collins Piper, don't blame it on me. Blame it on John. Anyway, let's bring Roger up. Roger,
Come on up. You have just a couple minutes here.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Well, you know, John, he'll put just anybody on.
Okay.
Yeah, I've been really enjoying that, kind of encouraging, and you were speaking of books and the libraries, you do know that library is actually an acronym for Literature Intelligentsia Branches Reacting as Rockefeller Yeoman.
I like that. You know, I'll tell you something, Roger, something a lot of people don't know. A lot of their libraries are really self-perpetuating private entities. People think that libraries, they call them the public libraries, but I had some experiences with some so-called public libraries over the years. And while there's a lot of good libraries and a lot of good people in a lot of these good libraries, there's also some libraries that, I tell you, if they investigated them, they could put a lot of people in jail. And if you were ready to prosecute people for violating the First Amendment and for violating people's right to know the news they need to know, then there'd be a lot of librarians and a lot of library directors in jail or at the gallows by this time.
Well, I'll have to call back another day with working smarter rather than harder by getting the libraries to buy the books and videos, which if you donated, they wouldn't necessarily even put on the shelf.
No, they somehow have this magic way of disappearing.
You can get them to purchase almost anything.
Yeah, that's right, unless it's...
and put it up on the shelf. Encouragement-wise, you know, I managed to penetrate the quite thoroughly disgusting Monica Crowley there on the WABC blowtorch in New York. I'm the only one I hear getting on local, regional, and I don't know about national just yet stations plugging rbnlive.com and that great archive last Saturday, et cetera, for that show. And there's no excuse for that. It can be far more encouraging than people realize.
Ladies and gentlemen, what Roger's doing is calling in local and national radio talk shows and just telling people, listen to rbnlive.com. It's a real easy thing to say, rbnlive.com, and tell them that there's archives up there of great shows from a wide variety of viewpoints and all sorts of news that they can't get. Roger, that's a great idea,
yeah.
and I hope all the listeners do
now
that.
Monica Crowley was picked up within the last year by MSNBC, but she still comes back to New York for the weekend show. And this happened to be on the topic of Chaplain Klingenschmitt, and concluding with, so when are folks going to wise up and realize that inside of George Bush could not possibly live the tiniest little Christian? and she was frozen in place. I got to say virtually every syllable I intended to say. She was frozen that she couldn't cut me off. All it took was a little initial subterfuge at the beginning. And...
Roger, well, I tell you what, I'm going to cut you off, or rather I should say the network's going to cut you off because they're going to cut me off. I hear that music. So we got to say goodbye, and my apologies to the other people who wanted to jump in tonight, but the clock is ticking. It's time is running out. I'm leaving for the evening, but I'll be back tomorrow night. But please stay tuned to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Call your local radio stations and tell everybody they really need to tune in to rbnlive.com right now. Tell the people to get on the Internet, get on shortwave, and hear what they're missing. All the truth that they ain't getting on the major broadcast media. See you tomorrow night, folks.
Everyone agrees our children are the future leaders of this great nation. How can we expect the founding values of our great republic to continue with future generations when these same values are being phased out of the government-run school system? There is a solution. The Little Red Schoolhouse Project, a community-based school system founded by Dr. Jake Wade to provide a biblical and constitutionally based education for our children. Help us prepare the next generation in our fight for freedom. Ask us how you can help by writing to Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616, or by calling 512-398-4833. Once again, that is Providence Christian Academy, 280 Tenny Creek Road, Dale, Texas, 78616. Support your local Little Red Schoolhouse. Call 512-398-4833 and ask how you can help ensure no student is turned away.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.